And also that the essential energy, as you say, is divine,
yes.
And that to come to some sort of an understanding of our particular aspects can help us in the bits that aren't quite so divine.
That's right. A good way to put it. Not quite so divine. And the most important ray energy to figure out is the soul, because that's the goal toward which one is headed. That is what one is becoming. And when you can diagnose or determine the energy that you believe your higher self is, it gives you a distant point toward which you can head. If you think of driving a car, you don't drive by looking at the road right in front of you. You look at a distant point that keeps you on course. So the soul ray can help you remember what you're headed toward. If you're on the ray of power, you have to learn to handle spiritual energy in a dynamic and courageous way. If you're on the ray of love, wisdom, that's the ray of the teacher and the healer. If you're on the ray of active intelligence, that's the ray of the mental worker, the philosopher, the scientist, the one who sees the great patterns, the truest sense, the mathematician, the one who sees the pattern and the big picture. So knowing your soul ray can be very illuminating.
Can you tell us the other ones?
Well, most souls find themselves on the three major rays, which are of power, love, wisdom, and active intelligence. But there are also souls who are on the rays of harmony through conflict, which is the ray of beauty and creativity, the ray of science and knowledge, which I think is self-explanatory, the ray of idealism and devotion, the one who will sacrifice everything for a higher cause, and the ray of order and organization, which is the ray that is the energy of the period into which we are moving, the Ageless Wisdom says. We have come out of a period of about 2,000 years governed by the sixth ray of devotion and idealism, and that has been a necessary energy to move humanity forward. It's been the era in which the great religions of Christianity and Islam have developed, and the ability to develop the abstract sense of life. But now the period we're moving into is that of the seventh ray, and that means the energy is going to be one that fuses spirit and matter. What that suggests is that the world is going to have to rebuild its outer institutions and its outer forms to bring them into a pattern more conducive to the indwelling spirit. The hypocrisy that sometimes occurs in idealism has to be eradicated, and there has to be a reconciling of outer form and inner spiritual life. Mm. And that sort of thing is behind so much of what we see.
Mm.
People are being called up for the empty appearance, the empty values behind what seems to look good. And that's where the corruption is being exposed and the duplicity. So this energy that we're moving into is going to demand a reconciling of the outer and the inner into one whole. And it's exciting. It's painful in the present because we're in a period of shift and transition, but I think it's moving towards something good. And we just have to be plastic and pliable in our approach to life, not fixed in our ideas, not set in our thoughts and our expectations, and we can move and adjust with the times. And I have great faith in humanity. I think we will make the adjustments, and I think people will come through this period with a greater sense of our interconnection. And out of all the difficulty, people will become wiser and hopefully less fixated on the outer materialistic elements of life. That, I hope, is at its, what is it, zenith or apex? I never remember. The low point.
Right. So, Sarah, thank you very much for sharing of yourself and the mm-hmm. work of the Lucis Trust and of Alice Bailey. Mm-hmm. And like I say, we could talk just an hour on one aspect of her teaching, but we've tried to get a bit of an overview in our first meeting. Right. So is there something you'd like to finish with, something special, a realisation or understanding that's been important to you, or perhaps the teaching of Alice Bailey that's been important to you in your life, or something I haven't asked you yet that you're still left burning to say, something special you want to leave with us?
Well, I thank you for having given me a chance to talk about this work that has meant so much to me in my life. And I think this work that we are doing here in Australia and New Zealand has been wonderful because it's, again, helped me to see how much human beings are alike. In spite of the part of the globe where we find ourselves, we are really one human family. And the Alice Bailey teachings really affirm our oneness. I think if anything's going to save us, it's that realization that there is a level to life above cultural and religious and environmental differences where we have common ground as the human species, and that's what we have to concentrate on today. So Sarah, thank you.
Sarah McKinney, thank you.